This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. We're at part 68, The Peace of the Father, and we're going to continue studying Philippians, the fourth chapter, and today we're at verse 8. And if you remember yesterday, what the Lord was telling us through Paul's word, and that was, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which passes anything we can understand, exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Then Paul says this. In verse 8 he says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. I love that. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Oh boy. You see, as you go through this particular passage, we understand this, we're not supposed to worry. Instead, we're supposed to pray about everything. We're supposed to tell God what we need and thank Him for what He has done. Then we're experiencing this peace that passes all understanding. As God's peace will guard our hearts and our minds as we live in Christ Jesus. That's what's happening. As we study this, that is what is happening. And we need to fix our minds, fix our eyes, fix our thoughts on not corruption, on not things that are evil, not on things that are wrong, not on things that we know are wrong. We're supposed to fix our thoughts, our minds, our eyes on the truth. Fixing our minds on what is true, not make-believe, not something that we think happened but didn't. But we have to fix our minds and our hearts and our thoughts on the truth. And what is the truth? Well, I'll tell you a truth right now. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, died for you 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is indeed the Son of God. Jesus Christ, that historical character, died, and 3 days later rose again. Why? Because he's the Son of God. Here's another truth. Everything that is written in the Gospels is the truth. Everything that is written in the Word of God is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It is a testimony to those who have gone before. It is a testimony to teach us the way to live. It is a testimony of how we are supposed to live. Paul is one of the biggest testimonies. For Paul was a man who was bent on destruction. He was bent on killing all the Christians he could find because he thought it was a false religion, until he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. He saw this white light. As he was on his way to kill even more, and he thought he was justified. And then he saw this white light that blinded him. And he heard a voice from heaven say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And that changed his life. In a second, he became a different person. In a second, he was imbued with the power of the Holy Spirit. In a second, his life changed. That is truth. It is also honorable. And the Bible goes on to say, fix your eyes, your hearts, your thoughts on what is right and pure and lovely and admirable. That's where our minds and our thoughts should be permanently. As we feel that peace that comes from Almighty God, the peace that passes all understanding. And I know that as I bring you this word, you are feeling that peace. You sense it. You know it. It's in your heart. It's in your mind. It's in your soul. It is all over you, this peace, because it is a peace that you cannot establish on your own. It is a peace that cannot come from you just feeling a little peaceful. It's a peace that can't come from any drug. It is a peace that comes from God. And He brings you that peace so that you can fix your eyes on the truth. You can fix your thoughts on what is honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. You can think about things, as the Bible says, that are excellent and worthy of praise. You know, one time I was up in Yorkshire, and I was doing a TV show. And this particular day, I was there for 4 days, and I had a day off, and I decided to go out into the countryside. And to this day, I can't remember exactly where I was. I don't actually think it was Yorkshire. I think it was Derbyshire, because I remember going to Matlock and then out into the countryside. And I pulled over and saw this field and a valley. And I saw the cows in the field doing what they do, bless their hearts. And I just gazed at the beauty of that valley. And I gazed at those cows. and I gazed at the fields. And I began to cry. Because I felt such peace. And as I was feeling that peace, I was looking at the beauty that I know that my Heavenly Father had built with his own fair hands. I was flying some years ago to Los Angeles in California. And I was flying from the United Kingdom. And as we flew over Canada and we flew over this massive tundra. I remember looking down at it, seeing the beauty of the tundra. And I remember nudging the person who was sitting next to me, who was someone I didn't know at all. And I just said, look down there. And this guy looked. And I said, my dad did that. My dad made that. And the guy thought I was off my mind. He thought I'd completely lost my marbles. And then I told him the gospel. I told him about my dad. And how wonderful he was. That is fixing your thoughts on the truth. On that which is honorable. On that which is right and pure and lovely and admirable. I love the way this version says and. He just doesn't put them together with a comma. He just keeps saying and. Another version says this. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Again, it says whatever, 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 whatever. This one says and. I love it. It's so repetitive. It's so powerful. Every single word in the scripture is so powerful and so important. And it's something that we need to keep our eyes and our hearts on all the time. We never need to forget it. I want to go from verse 7 and roll into verse 8, and you'll see why. Then, you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will what? Will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Just going to say this one thing more, just so that you can understand it, just so that you can get the picture. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. That's what Paul is telling you to do. Whatever it is you're doing today, whether you are hard at work right now and you're listening on your computer and you're hard at work and you're doing some accounts or whatever it is you're doing, just stop for a second. Put that to one side, just for a second, and begin to think about those things that are true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable, that are excellent and worthy of praise. Think about those things right now. As God fills you full of his peace, think about those things now. Oftentimes, there are periods in our lives where we think, Lord, I don't know what to think about. Lord, I don't know what to look at. I really don't. I'm confused here. I don't know what to do. This is what I want you to do. I want you to remember this verse. I want you to remember this exegesis of this verse. I never want you to forget it, because I want you to place it in your heart right now, so that when you are feeling God's peace, when you need to do this, you can fix your eyes, you can fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. And you can think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise, and you won't stop. Because it will become part of your DNA. That's what's important. That's what we need to know. That's what we need to understand. Things that are true and right and honorable and pure and lovely and admirable and excellent and worthy of praise, all of these things, when you look, as I did when I was in that place doing that TV show and I had a day off and I looked at the cows and I looked at the valley and the fields, that was excellent. Because it was made by my Father's hands. May the peace that passes all understanding fill your hearts and your minds now and forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.